Well, hello people, it's Solo Man here. Now I'm going to make an unusual video. This is to try and help the Femons.
What are you doing trying to help the Femons? Were you crazy?
Listen, live and let live.
Well, I think you've gone over to the dark side.
The stupidity in this one is strong.
So think about it in today's world. Man doesn't actually need the Femons to evolve.
Well, he sure needs them for something.
Yes, of course, the obvious things. But that could just be a transient thing anyway, which it normally is now anyway. And there's plenty of so-called empowered Femons out there to deal with that. That's mostly all we're getting. But at the moment, they do need them for one thing.
Well, it can't be company, because they're terrible company nowadays.
No. They need them for a baby. I mean, let's not forget Femons are basically breeders.
Well, a lot of them ain't doing too well at the moment, are they? A lot of the babies aren't even born healthy anymore.
Yes, that's it, see? You see, there's a business opportunity here for Femons. What a very young Femon, say at school or just before they leave school, could decide is if she's going to be a breeder. And a breeder only. Say a professional breeder.
Oh, this is gonna get weird, isn't it?
No, think about it. The modern women of today are drinking, smoking, doing drugs, sleeping around. A lot of them are overweight. I mean, generally speaking, they're very unhealthy. So if a Femon wants to decide she wants to be a breeder from very young age, she could treat her body like a temple. She could eat properly. She could not drink, not smoke, not do drugs. She could keep fit.
Yeah, but her brain could still be screwed though, right?
Yeah, but we're not talking about the brain, we're talking about the body. In other words, to create her body into a right environment for pregnancy, which a man would value.
Yeah, but if you don't get on with her, what's the point in being with her?
No, the man wouldn't go with her. He'd just sign a contract and pay some money so they could have a healthy baby. And if the Femon breaks the contract in any way, it would be over. No money would be paid.
Oh, yeah.
Man, I do believe that a lot of men would pay for that.
So what happens if a Femon's listening to this and she does that and gets quite a bit of money?
Well, because it was my idea, I expect her to give me some.
Yeah, you'd be waiting a long time.
But the Femon could do this for quite a few years. And yes, it may be hard on her body, but financially wise, she'd be set for life by the time she's got to a certain age.
Yeah, so what about that virtual wound they're making then?
They're not making, they made it. And I do believe that will be a thing in the future. But at the moment, the only way it seems that if Femons are going to do something good is if you pay them. They've always understood that, because they seem to do everything for money. I'm just wondering, you guys out there, what would you be willing to pay for a healthy child, say? I mean, at the moment, men are paying loads of money to Femons and getting absolutely nothing. And you wouldn't have to get really involved with this Femon, just go and check up on her every, couple of months to see how it's going. And there could be a third party involved in present at the time. And the good thing is, you wouldn't have to see that Femon ever again.
Yeah, dunno, it seems a bit, futuristic is the word, I guess.
Well, let's see what people out there think of the idea.
I mean, you're just talking about a surrogate mother or something like that.
No, this is a business for the Femon. She's earning money, which will keep her motivated in what she's actually doing. And actually would make her far more important to men in the world. But she would have earned her entitlement if she stays completely with the program.
Well, I don't know. Would a Femon want to be pregnant all her life?
Not all her life. Just in the good childbearing years. So what do you think, guys? Let me know. Take it easy.